Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Oliver. Batting third. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting second. The second baseman, Hal Rein. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Hebbing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Hebbing. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kress for the out. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Oliver. Hebbing reaches second base with a double. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hebbing scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 1 in the game. Boss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Boss reaches second base with a double. Oliver moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver scores. Boss scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Appling moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hebbing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 2 in the game. Rein hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Webb is called out on strikes. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Oliver. Appling reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Calm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons throws the ball into Appling, who tags Calm trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons throws the ball into Appling, who tags Knickerbocker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heving strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan misplays the ball. That's an error on Ryan. Porter moves to third. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Porter scores. Oliver moves to third. Boss moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Oliver scores. Boss scores. Averill moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Calm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 3 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Pitlock steals second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Knickerbocker moves to second. It's 7-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to third for the out. Hudlin moves to second. One out. Johnny Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Hudlin moves to third. Porter moves to second. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boss hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.